The Loch Rishnei Pturim. Both of the owners are potter, because we can't prove it, which one did the damage. Again, that's the klal of Hamaitse Mechaveri Olavaraya. What about him? Hoyu Shneim Shalish Echad? Let's say one man owned both of these oxes. So you have two of your oxes ran after somebody else's ox, and one of yours two did the damage. So then the Loch Rishnei Shneim Chayovim. Both of them is Chayiv. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. That means if you don't have enough to pay from one, you can pay from the other one. We'll see in the Gemara. But it's called like both of them are chayiv to pay. What about Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan? Even if one person owned these two oxes, but one was a big one, one was a small one. Now, and one of these two hit somebody else ashore. So Hanizikai, and we're talking about a tam, that a tam only pays chatzin nezik migufoi from the goof of the shore. So therefore, Hanizikai, the nizik says Gadol hezik. You should know your bigger shore did the damage, and therefore have a right to collect even more. Like I can collect the whole chatzin ezek. For your mazik, the mazik says no loy ki ela katan ezek. It was my small shore that's only worth $50, even though it did $200 worth of damage. So chatzin ezek is $100, but since the whole small shore is only worth $50, you can't get more than $50. Now, what it's going to be? That's one case. Another case would be echad tam v'echad muad. Let's say again, you have two axes. One's a tam and one's a muad. Now, and one of these two did damage to somebody else. So this other person, hanizikoymer muad hezik. It was your shor hamuad that did damage to me. And therefore you have to pay me the complete nezik and nezik shalom. For your mazikoymer, the mazik answers back and says, no, loy ki yela tam hezik. No, it wasn't my muad. It was my tam. I only have to pay a chatzin hezik. So in both of these cases, the klal is, hamoitze mechaveri olav haraya. If you want to be able to take away money from your friend, like the Nizik, he is the one that's saying, listen, you owe me more money, you can't get that more money unless you prove it. Whenever we have a doubt about money, the klal always is, leave it by the Muchzik. And if you want to take it away from him, it's Hamoitze Mechaveri Olavaraya. You're the one that has to bring the proof with Adim that the other person owes you the money. Now, Hoyo Hanizokin Shnayim. The Nizakim, two shores got damaged. Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan. One was a big one, so Mustam was a bigger damage, and the other was a small one. Ve'amazikim Shnayim. And there were two axes that did the damage. There were four axes here. And two of them damaged two of them. Now, Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan. Now, and to each one owned two. Like each, the Mazik and the Nizik, each one owned a two of them. So Hanizik, when the Nizik says to the Mazik, listen, Gadol hezek es hagadol. Your biggest shore did the damage to my biggest shore. So therefore, you have to pay me the chatzin ezek megufo. I can get my whole chatzin ezek. The katan es hakatan. And your smaller shore did damage to my smaller shore. So therefore, the whole damage is only $50. So I get $25 from your shore. Your shore is worth $25. I can get my chatzin ezek. But for Hamazik, the Mazik says back, no, Loy, no, that wasn't the case. Ki ela, but rather, katan es hagadol. My small $25 shore is the one that did damage to your big $200 shore. So even though chatzin nezik is $100, I don't have to pay you more than $25 because tam doesn't pay more than the gufoy the shore is worth. And the gadol es hakatan, my big valuable shore, that only did damage to your small shore. So your whole small shore was only worth $50. So chatzin nezik is $25. You only have a right to get $25 from my big shore. That's one case. Or else another machlokes says, what's going to be echad tam v'echad muad? Again, the mazik had two axes. One was a tam, only did damage once or twice, and the other one was a muad. Now, hanizikai, the nizik says that muad hezek es hagadol. Your shor hamuad damaged my big shor, did a $200 damage. Therefore, you have to pay me nezek shalom a complete $200. V'tam es hakatan. And your tam, your short tam, that was that, you only have to pay chatzin ezek, did damage to my shmol shor. So the small shor is only worth $50, so you only owe me $25 for that. But the amazigram, the mazik says, no, nothing doing loy. No, that wasn't the case. Ki ela, but rather, tam et agodol. My small $50 shor did the $200 damage to you, did the big damage. And therefore you can only get chatzin ezek megufay, you can't get more than $50. Oh, muad es hakatan, and my muad did the damage to your small one. I only have to pay you. I'll pay the nezek shalom on the small one. So in all these cases, the halacha is hamoitze mechaveri olav haraya. Whenever the nizik wants to come and get money away from the mazik, he can't get the money away unless he brings the proof. That's his klav. When a moisim mechaveroi, you always have to bring a proof with Eidim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rebbe Chiyah Barabba. Chiyah Barabba says like this, Zoysa Neres, from our Mishnah we have a proof that Chalukim Olav Chaveroi Al Sumchis. That the Chachomim argue on Sumchis. We'll soon see later on in the Masechta, the famous Machloikis Sumchis and the Rabbonin, the Omar that Sumchis holds, Momin Hamutta the Sofik. Whenever we have a doubt upon money, if you owe the money or not, anytime we have doubts about money, Sumchis Shita is Cholkin. We always say, Momin Hamutta, the Sofik is Cholkin. That's Sumchis Shita. He doesn't owe so much such strong from a Muchzik. He owes, we could be Maitzi from a Muchzik. The money now is in doubt. Who owes this money? Do you owe it or not? Anytime we have a doubt about money, that Sumchis Halacha will see later on that we say Cholkin. So our Mishnah that says here, not that we say Cholkin, but rather our Mishnah says strongly, HaMoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, so our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Yeah. That's what the Chiyah Barabba wants to tell us. Yeah. So Murray asks back, is that true? Omale Rababa Bamamal Rab Chiyah Barabba. So Rav Abba Bar Mamo said to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Oma Sumchis Afilu Bori Yabori. So Sumchis say his klal that even when both peoples are saying Bori, that I'm saying for sure you owe me the money. And the other one says back, no, for sure I do not owe you the money. Even in such a case does Sumchis say, Cholkin? In other words, like maybe our Mishnah is talking about by Bori and Bori. And maybe where it's Bori and Bori, if you're a Muchzik like here, that the Mazik is holding on to his money, and he says, for sure, I know it's only my time that did the damage, maybe here Sumchus would agree that the Musik is strong and you can't get away the money. So maybe Sumchus agrees to our Mishnah. So Omalei, he said back to him, in, yes, it's true. Now I say that Sumchus argues in our Mishnah, because I hold that Omar Sumchus says his halacha, afilo bori yabori. That Sumchus says, even in the case where the Mazik is saying, bori, I do not owe you the money. And the Nizik is saying, Bori, I'm for sure that you do owe me the money, even though both people are saying for sure, that it's called a Sufik, and still we say Hachokin, well, we do take away half of the money from the Muchzik, still we'll say Chokin. But tomorrow, now, Umimai, who told you the Masbis now Mishnah is talking about? Bid Bori, a Bori, that all the cases in the Mishnah, this Machloikis between the Mazik and the Nizik, that one is saying for sure this way, and the other one is saying for sure the other way, who told you that? Because our Mishnah says like this, like each one is saying strongly, vaday. It wasn't my shor that did the damage, but it was your shor. So true, the Mishnah is talking about bori and bori, and therefore, that's what Chiyah Barabba is teaching us, that Sumchis himself would hold, even in such a case, where it's bori and bori, still Sumchis would hold Cholkin. And therefore our Mishnah attack is not like Sumchis. Maskiv lo rav papa, papa asked the question, mi de reisha bori bori. Once you want to say the reisha of our Mishnah is talking about the bori and bori, that each one says very strongly their side, if so, seifa nami bori bori. The seifa of our Mishnah should also be talking about a case of bori bori. If so, let's see. Eimah seifa, what does the seifa of our Mishnah say? It says, hoy echot godol v'echot koten. The Mazik owned two axes. One was a big one, one was a small one. So Nizik, Oymer the Nizik says, Godol Hezik, that the big one did the damage. And therefore, even though it's a tam, I only get Chatzin Ezek Megufoy, but it's a very big guf there. I could collect all my Chatzin Ezek. Or Mazik, Oymer the Mazik says back, no, Lloyd, that wasn't the case. Ella, ki Ella, but rather, Koton Hezik, that the smaller one did the damage. And therefore, you could only get your Chatzin Ezek from the guf of my smaller one. That's one case. Secondly, it says, what's going to be the case of Echot Tam v'Echot Muad? The Mazik owned two axes, one was a Tam, one was a Muad. Now, Nizik, I mean, the Nizik says, you should know Muad Hezik, that your Muad did damage, and therefore you have to pay me a Nezik Sholem, the complete damage. Via Mazik, I mean, the Mazik says back, Loi, that wasn't the case. Ki Elo Tam Hezik, but rather it was my Tam that did the damage. And therefore I only want to pay you a Chatzin Hezik. So our Mishnah says, HaMoitzeh Mechaveri Olav Araya, that in such a case we like believe the Mazik, and therefore the Nizik cannot collect his money unless he brings a proof. But it's a Vig though, HaLoi Maisi Raya, Mashma though, if the Nizik does not bring a proof, then Shokel Kediyama Mazik, then at least the Nizik collects according to the way the Nizik, according to the way the Mazik said. In other words, the Nizik could collect according to the Nizik. Yes, Rabbi Akiva said what? That Mashmah, if the Nizik does not bring a proof, so then the Mazik has to pay according to what he says. Hold on, my Siraya Shoku Kudiyama Mazik. Then the Nizik collects according to the way what the Mazik says. So if so, the Gemara Sakasha, name it ever to Yufto, the Rabbi Barnosin. Then our Mishnah should be a Kasha on Rabbi Barnosin. Why? The Yoma that he says, Toa no chitim. If I say, listen, you owe me wheat. I gave you 10 bushels of wheat. I want back my wheat. For Hoydaloy the Sirim. The other one says, you know, I took from you barley. And if you want, I'll give you back 5 bushels of barley. In such a case, Potter. He owes no, you're Potter. You do not have to pay back the barley. Because since when I say I gave you wheat, by me saying I gave you wheat means I'm telling you I gave you wheat to hold for me, but I did not give you barley. So you're saying back, no, I never took wheat. So you're being a kofrako, you potter. What are you saying though? You're agreeing that you took barley from me, but I'm saying back I never gave you the barley. So therefore you potter from paying me back the barley. It's like I'm saying you don't owe me the barley. That's Rav Nosson's halacha. Rabbi Bar Nosson. If so, our Mishnah also. What's the case here? The Mazik says it was my Shor Tam that did the damage. The Nizik says no, it wasn't your Shor Tam that did the damage. It was your Shor HaMazik that did the damage. So it comes out, if we don't believe the Nizik, so then why does the Mazik have to pay a Chati Nezik? Tam, no, he should have said back, we should say, listen, the Nizik agrees that it wasn't the Tam that did the damage. The Nizik is saying it was your Mu'ed that did the damage, not your Tam. So since the Nizik is saying not the Tam, the Mazik should be potter from paying them. And our Mishnah says, no, the Mazik does have to pay. If we're talking about Bori and Bori, there should be a Kasha against Rabbi Bar Nosson. So Mar says, rather our Mishnah is like this, Ela rather, Bebori or Shema. I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about that one side is for sure, but the other side has a doubt. So Mar says, the Koma Bori man, who is the one that said for sure? The Koma Bori man. The Koma Shema man. And who's the one that has a doubt? Ename, if you want to tell me, the Koma Nizik Bori. The Nizik is the one that's saying for sure it was your Shor Hamuid, or it was your big Shor that did the damage. Or Koma Mazik, and then the Mazik says back, Shema, no, maybe it was only my Tam, maybe it was only my small one. So Mercy Kasha still, I can't be laying with the able to use the Rabbi Banosan. This should still be a question against Rabbi Banosan. Why does the Mazik have to pay according to his doubt? The smaller one or the Tam, the Nizik agrees that it wasn't that one. The Nizik says it was only the Mu'id. So he's admitting that it was not the Tam. So you should not have to pay the Alok of the Tam. Ela rather the case has to be the opposite way. Ela rather the case has to be the Koma, Nizik Shema. The Nizik is the one that has the doubt. Maybe it was the big one that did the damage. Maybe it was the Mu'ed that did the damage. The Nizik has a doubt. Okoma Mazik Bori. And the Mazik says, Bori, no, it was a small one. Bori, it was the Tam. So that's why here the Mazik has to pay. Because the Nizik is not saying for sure not. The Nizik doesn't know. The Nizik is only a Shema. So in such a case, then the Mazik would have to pay the smaller amount. For the Gemara, if so, since the Sefer is talking about Nizik Shema, Mazik Bori, if so, Reisha should be the same way also. Reisha Nami should be talking about Nizik Shema, Mazik Bori. And Mar says it so. V'yoma Sumchas, is it true that Sumchas says Afilu Biho? Even in such a case, the Yitzurich Lashmina, that you have to teach me this, Deloy, like, does Sumchas say in such a case where the Nizik is only a Shema and the Mazik, the Muchzik, is a Bori? Does Sumchas say then that you say Chokin, like Avada, Sumchas would agree? It's not even called a real moment on Mutzah B'Sofik. It's not a real doubt. The Mazik, the one that's holding on to his money, is a Bori. I don't owe it to you. The Nizik, the one to take away the money, is only a Shema, Sofik. So Avada, Sumchas would not say in such a case that you say the money should be Chokin. Since the Muchzik is a Bori and the Tevei is a Shema, Avada, Sumchas would also agree that you say Hamoitzim Mechaber Olav Araya. So how could you have to tell me that our mission doesn't go like Sumchas? It's not true. For the Marv, Afilu Bo, Yitzchak Lashmina, the Loi. So Marv says, that can't be the case, Loi, no. Seifa Tei is talking about, like we just said, Nizik Shemo, Mazik Bori. That's true. But Reisha, the Reisha is talking about like this, maybe. Reisha is the opposite way. Nizik Bori. The Nizik that's saying, for sure, you're sure how Mu'ed did damage. You're big sure did the damage. He's asking for a lot. Oh, Mazik Shemo, the Mazik is only a doubt. But the Gemara, first of all, is so bold that Dam Yeresh Vesefer, they're not alike. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Amri, Bori B'Shemo, Shemo Bori Chodemilsi. That, if one case he's Bori, the other case he's a Bori, Shemo, that's the same case, as long as they're both the Bori B'Shemo. But Bori Yabori, and Shemo Bori, Trei Milaninu. But to say one case is where they're both Boris, and one case is with a Bori B'Shemo, that you can't say. That's taka different. Sounds like Gemara says, no, we still have to come on and give a teretz, that we're talking about now the Boris and Shemes, that we're not talking about Bori and Bori. Well, like Bori, Bori, then Taka will be a kasha on Rabba Banosin. So we're not talking about Bori, Bori, we're talking about the cases of Bori and Shemes. Gufa, what we just say, Omar Rabba Banosin, Toan Uchitin, if I say you owe me wheat, for Hoydeloy the sermon, you agree that you took Bali from me. So Potter, you're Potter for paying me back to Bali. My Kamashman, what's the Kiddush? Tanina, we learned this already. Toan Uchitin, if I say you owe me wheat, for Hoydeloy the sermon, you agree to me that you owe me Bali. Potter, it's enough in the Mishnah. So why do we need Rabbi Banosin to tell us this? So Mara says, no. Ima Yosim is just from the Mishnah over there, having, I would have thought to say, Potter mid mechitim. You're Potter from paying the value of the chitim. But maybe the chayy mid mechitim, maybe you have to pay the value of the bali. Kamash v'lo the Potter lagamri. That's Rabbi Banosin's chiddush. In such a case, you're Potter completely. Since you're only saying that you took bali, wheat from me, so I'm like admitting that you did not take bali, you did not owe me the bali. It says now Mishnah, Hoyu ani zokin shnayim. Let's say there were two animals that got damaged. Echad godav echad katan. Again, the vehicle is halo maisi raya. If the nidid does not bring a raya, then shakul kudiyama mazik. Then the mazik has to pay the way he said, the less, but he has to pay. Again, the question is on my, why does the mazik have to pay at all? Chitum asurin inu. That is chitum asurin. One is saying chitum, one is answering back surim. It should be potlagamri.